Morning, depending on where you are, you are almost welcome to this webinar. I am Elsie Chibulima Lwadde. I'm the Vice President of AfriHealth, and with me to moderate this webinar is Deborah Von Zenkanego. Very welcome from UCSF. Thank you so much for joining us. This afternoon or morning or evening, we are really excited to have five schools share with us the work they've done over the last year on this project. This project entitled Strengthening Interprofessional Education to Improve HIV Care in Africa is a unique one that has been jointly implemented by AfriHealth and UCSF. And we are really pleased to have Mike Reed and Deborah from UCSF with us. And it has been funded by HASA. So we have Dr. Razak with us. So we are very grateful. And special thanks to Ambassador Gusby for making it possible. It really is about capacity building, and that is very important for AfriHealth. It's one of the core objectives of AfriHealth to build capacity, health workforce capacity in our region. So we know that a lot of work has gone into this, and we are so grateful that the universities have done this work, and they are ready to share it with all of us. So we are excited to have you all, and we are going to have five universities present, and I will be introducing them as we go along. And then Deborah has been gracious to accept to moderate and look at the chat and see which questions are coming in. So she will be handling the questions and the comments. So we'll go ahead and start with the University of Botswana. And from University of Botswana, we are happy to have one of the people that are implementing this project to present, Dr. Keneire Mothathedi. You are welcome. Please go ahead and give us your presentation.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. So I'm a family physician who's based in Botswana, and I'm one of the master trainers for the Botswana Strive HIV project. So in terms of why Strive was important to us, you can go to the next slide, please. As you know, Botswana is one of the higher burden HIV countries, and in terms of, we do have a good primary care structure, but we felt like we needed to improve the quality of the primary care. And one of the things that can really do that is enhancing interprofessional education and making sure that the primary care teams work quite well together. We focused for our Strive HIV project on two high priority HIV centers, regions in Botswana, which have either a very high HIV prevalence or they are hard to reach areas. And then we also focus on the University of Botswana as the leading academic center for health services. Next slide, please. So in terms of how we implemented it, we started with a training of trainers and then moved on to pre-service and in-service training of participants. We had eight of the STRAP modules. The first four ones are the core STRAP modules that we all know. And then looking at what we felt was needed in our country, we then picked the last two, 8, 14, and 16. If you can go to the next slide, please. So these are the trainees who had attended the trainings that we are talking about. And in terms of where they were done these trainings, we had trainings in Silibepikwe, which is a high priority area because of the high HIV prevalence. And we had training also in the northwest of Botswana, which is a hard-to-reach area with quite remote areas there. So we identified, I think those are some of the trainings. So we identified trainers based on they had worked, if you can please, the previous slide, please. So trainers were identified as having worked in high priority, with those who worked in HIV care in our HIV clinics. There were also those who were in education and healthcare education at the University of Botswana. So after our level one trainings, which were focused on the modules that were from the slide, from the STRIPE in program, we got feedback from the participants and also from the trainers. We incorporated this with the observations of the master trainers to develop ideas for a second level training, which would be pertinent to Botswana. This material was then initially designed at a 2-day workshop, which we built the multidisciplinary team that had the master trainers. It had some faculty from the University of Botswana, and it had also the trainers who were coming from the district. And they brainstormed they discussed the feedback that they had gotten and the observations that they had to decide what they thought would be pertinent to Botswana. So from this, we developed module titles and case scenarios, which we then scripted based on what the previous STRIPE training. And then as an iterative process, we came up with 4 modules, for which we call the Botswana specific modules. The 4 modules are TB prevention in Botswana, caring for non-citizens, health system strengthening, and HIV self-testing. These are issues which we either felt compromised the quality of HIV care in Botswana, or they were upcoming programs and projects that would have to be incorporated into HIV care. So for the level 2 training of pre-service and in-service participants, including those materials that we had developed, was 1-day training that was implemented in the 3 sites that I had previously mentioned. As a way forward, we are also thinking of developing a mobile application. Ever since with the pandemic, we are not able to continue with the training. So then one of the ways that we are thinking of continuing this is with development of a mobile application. You can go to the next slide, please. And then, so in our evaluation plan, really we were focused on clinical knowledge and interprofessional education. Knowledge retention was evaluated using the online pre and post test. And then IPE competencies, we used the ACAS scores, and then telephonic interviews were conducted. In terms of results, next slide, please. In total, we've managed to, for the level one training, had 191 trainees of all those different specialities that we said. And then level 2 trainings, we've had 116 trainings in total. You can go to the next slide, please. So evaluating of knowledge retention using the pre and post test, we've generally seen an improvement in knowledge, immediate knowledge, except for module 17, and we're still looking into that and thinking one of the things could have been that, because module 17 is child care, and we're thinking as a team, maybe having child health specialists in there would help, but we're still really looking at that outcome and seeing what could have caused that. Next slide. And then for the IPE competencies, which is really one of the key competencies that we're looking at, you can see that there's been some improvement and reported improvement in communication, collaboration across all of the competencies, really the self-rated competencies of the participants improved after the training. Next, please. These are some excerpts from what the trainees had said during the qualitative interviews. And you can see that they were talking about the communication. They had learned about communication to become respectful and collaboration and understanding how to provide better care. Really, we got very good feedback from the trainees and understanding of how to work in teams and team functioning. So we were really encouraged by the outcomes that we got from, by the feedback that we got through the qualitative aspect of the project. Okay. So as a way forward, we see that the results showed an appreciation, as I've said, of IPE by the trainees of working together as teams. This motivates for incorporation of IPE at undergraduate level profession training. We feel that this is something that we can take and advocate for interprofessional education. And in fact, those discussions have started, and we're in a process of engagement with the different departments at the University of Botswana to integrate curricula which explicitly include IPE. And as I had mentioned before, we are developing a mobile app, which we are now started uploading the modules for Android phones for distance learning, which is especially important in this time of social distancing and COVID-19. And in this app, we plan to also include a COVID-19 education app. Next slide, please. So really, I think overall, we've seen very good results from the STRIPE training in Botswana, and would like to acknowledge and to thank all of the participants, the trainers, and the funders, and COVID-19. And in this app, we plan to also include a COVID-19 education app. Next slide, please. So really, I think overall, we've seen very good results from the STRIPE training in Botswana, and would like to acknowledge and to thank all of the participants, the trainers, and the funders and the organizations which supported us through this. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kenere, for that precise presentation and very interesting work. I would like to request, if you have questions, put them in the chat and Deborah will be looking at them and we'll have a discussion at the end. I'd also like to make a correction. I referred to Dr. Razak as being at HASA. He was there for so long, so I keep forgetting that he's now with the office of the US Global AIDS Coordinator. Sorry about that. So next we'll have University of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and we have Professor Woka Abebe, who is an associate professor of pediatrics. Please go ahead and make your presentation. Please put it on full slideshow.
Yes, I will do it. Okay. Can you hear me?
A little louder.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you for the nice introduction. I will be presenting from Addis Ababa University. My presentation is on interprofessional learning, contributing to team-based HIV prevention and care in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So this will be my outline of presentation. Addis Ababa University is the oldest university in the country. It's founded in 1950. The university consists of 10 colleges and 12 institutions. College of Health Science is among the 10 colleges under the university. And it has four schools, School of Medicine, Pharmacy, Public Health and Nursing, and Midwifery. AAU, College of Health Science, in collaboration with the University of California, San Francisco, got a grant from Human Resource and Service of Administration for conducting multiple training. This training is more focus on fundamentals of HIV prevention, care, and treatment. And mainly it focuses on team and case-based learning. And the training is also facilitator-directed and learner-centered one. The clinical sites of the training were medical school in the three big cities of Ethiopia. These clinical sites were selected based on HIV prevalence is high in these big cities. The first one was Tiqur Anbassa Special Hospital, which is a public hospital training center for Addis Ababa University, College of Health Science. The other two are Hawassa University from southern part of the country. It's a training center for Hawassa University, and Tibaba Gion Special Hospital is a training center for Bahar Dar University, which is on the northern part of the country. From 17 training modules prepared by STRIPE experts, 8 were selected. So I think the 4 were 1, 3, 4, and 17, and we have selected the other 4. The training materials were selected based on the magnitude of problem in the country and also expert decisions based on the gap of the trainers previously. So we have selected 8 modules. And interprofessional approach was used with the aim of improving interprofessional collaboration, with the ultimate goal is to improve the quality of care. The training was a refreshment of HIV/AIDS, and the team was composed of different professionals. So that allows entertaining of their views from interprofessionals. And as to the evaluation, mainly we have evaluated the training pre-test and also post-test in each of the trainings. So the outcome were one training of trainers were conducted, and that leads to 9 TOT facilitators, 4 medical, 2 nurses, 3 pharmacists. This has helped us to have pool of facilitators. And we have also conducted 7 other workshops. The first one was for module selection, and this, in fact, was conducted from experts from the 3 universities. And the other 6 training was to train different trainees. And as to the budget, we have used almost 84% of the allocated budget for the training. And at the end, we are able to train 145 trainees, 93 medical, 39 nurses and midwifery, and the others are pharmacists and laboratory health professionals. This is a summary of the trainees by profession, and majority of the trainees are pre-service. And actually with each training, we have also included post-service new graduates and also post-service experiences, so that the interprofessional discussions are more live and also helpful. The training were 2 days interactive, motivational, and goal-oriented. The core team of trainers, with this, we are able to establish core team of trainers that creates a base for further interprofessional training in the university. And for the sustainability of the training, modules were reviewed to be included in the curriculum of the medical students. And also a document were prepared, and that document were in at this time is in discussion with adult and pediatric departments at the School of Medicine for the inclusion of the document in the training of medical students, so that will sustain the advantage that we have got from these trainings. These are the pictures of one of the training before COVID. So we have also several this type of discussion during the training. So with this project, we have also able to have collaborated with other universities. We work with University of Gander and Albamage in the model selection, and also we were helping with the professionals in conducting the training. And Hawassa University and Bahardar are training sites for our projects. So in conclusion, STRIPES use modular training with up-to-date knowledge and evidence-based learning. And the training focuses on prevention, patient care, management through interactive interprofessional learning. It also addresses the need of our clients and provides practical evidence in revising our previous training approach. It helps to forward the approach for programmers at higher levels. And in fact, in most of the training with qualitative evaluation, our trainer suggests that this type of approach will be helpful for other disciplines also. In fact, it's not only for HIV care and treatment, but even this type of approach will be helpful in other disciplines too. The strength of the project is availability of resource. And now we have modules and notes for our students. We have got TOT trainers, pool of trainers now that are trained by professional experts in all the three universities. The other strengths were trainer and trainee were easily adapted to the online technology. And we're able to conduct training even during adverse times during the COVID pandemic, especially in Bahardar in Hawassa, without even internet connections. We are able to do the trainings in big rooms. And the other success were we are able to train 145 trainees with a limited resource. Plan that. Is not without challenge. So we have few challenges that a mismatch of our plan to conduct the training. So there were determining of appropriate time when the training for the training, there were a mismatch of our plan to conduct the training because the calendar of our students' practical attachment at health center were differ from one discipline with another one. So not having the same practical attachment calendar were difficulties in our training. The other one were we are not able to get all professionals during the COVID pandemic because pre-service medical students were forced to leave the university. So these were the challenges during the training. So I would like to acknowledge all the partners, PFR, AfriHealth, UCSF, HRSA, and also all the trainers and the facilitators. And I thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Wakabebe, for that great work. Next, we have Kilimanjaro Christian Medical Center, and we are going to have Dr. Hadija Semvua, a pharmacist, and Dr. Agnes Musoka, a nurse midwife. They are both lecturers at the KCMC, and they are going to give us their presentation. You're welcome, Hadija and Agnes.
Hello, everybody. On behalf of on behalf of Kilimanjaro Christian Medical University College and STRIPE team, I would like to present our work titled STRIPE HIV Experience of 12 Months, Inclusive During COVID-19 Pandemic at our college. And our PI is Professor Mteta. Unfortunately, he could not join us today, but we are working together as a team. Next.
Next.
You can see the Kilimanjaro Christian Medical University building. And this is outline of our presentation. So starting with the background, to date, the HIV epidemic is still a problem worldwide. However, in Tanzania, the prevalence is low, 5%. And the regional distribution is different from district to district. So when it came to Kilimanjaro region, we selected the high burden district, which was Same and Hai, to work on the STRIPE program. The objective of the STRIPE program aimed to ensure multidisciplinary approach during patient care, and this was the emphasis on the interprofessionalism training. I quoted a word from our principal investigator during one of our training, which he said, a client is in front of us who has to be handled in a holistic manner. All disciplines must be involved. This is the improvement of teamwork. And in between, we had COVID-19 in Tanzania, and on 16th March 2020, the first case was reported. Fortunately, in Tanzania, we did not have a lockdown, so most of the activities was going on with the caution of taking all the WHO directions. So the government officials continued to educate citizens on the virus, and the STRIPE KSMU core team attended the COVID Zoom session, which we are shared also to student. The methodology which we did on the implementing the STRIPE project, we started with the pre and post test. You can see on that picture the doctors from different departments concentrating when they were doing the test. And then from the test, we moved to train of the trainers, which was having the objective of getting the team of personnel who are keen with the 17 modules which were supposed to be trained. And in our case, we took the 4 compulsory modules plus 8 others, and we trained on 18 modules on the TOT. And we followed on the 3 training. You can see the pictures of one of the training. The first one was TOT, as I explained before. And then the second one was the training on different cadres: doctors, nurses, pharmacists, community health care workers who are newly employed at these areas: Hai, Same, and Kilimanjaro Hospital. And on the picture, you can see the third training, which was on the pre-service healthcare workers who were trained. Details of the training can be seen in this table. 8 train of the trainers, and the second workshop was having 64 cadres, and 64 total in different cadres, and the third training was having 65. So total we trained 129. After the training, they got the certificate, and this is how the certificate looked like to appreciate the work of STRIPE. During COVID-19, apart from attending the Zoom, 240 students were trained, and these were nursing students. 65 were second year students who were rotating in these high burden districts, Hame and Sai. And 75 were third student, and the others were community healthcare workers. And on this, they proved that the gained knowledge were transferred to practice, because they made a local bottle which can be used during COVID-19. You can just step on the wood and you get the soapy water for washing your hands. So this was improving the technique which they were trained. On the evaluation, those that who took pre and post tests, there was greater improvement in knowledge among women compared to men, as you can see, 44% to 41%. And necessary experience was greater, as you can see, the percentage from 39, 30, and 11. Improvement were greater for pre-service learners, from the percentage 54% compared to the postgraduate, which was only 27%. So after the monitoring evaluation, we also did analysis, and we found that teamwork experience in various clinical performance was observed in stigma reduction, which was rated 69%. Early diagnosis was rated 82%, and improving adherence was rated 78%. Knowledge sharing to create sustainability through training, expansion, and seminars, including job coaching, it was rated 62%. The validate and the experience coordination and the easy access of the HIV services as an impact of STRIPE knowledge was seen in this evaluation. We went on with monitoring evaluation by doing focus group discussion in Same district, and you can see the group of doctors, nurses, pharmacists discussing. And at KSMC, we did interview for pre-service doctors. And at High, we did in-depth interview. For the result of monitoring evaluation, it was a qualitative result, so we had some themes which were quoted. Some themes showed all discipline could provide HIV education to clients as a team. There was more coordination of activities across discipline in serving the HIV client. So we quoted two themes. For the easy access to supportive HIV services, we have a quote which says, STRIPE not having an office, but the office of the use of the office is sharing competence we acquired. In my knowledge, STRIPE is operating in 14 centers of Same district. So this proves that this doctor was trained and they went on train the others to reach 14 sites in Same district. So on the theme of spirit of coordination at workplace, someone quoted, I was asking my fellow nurse, midwife, to think more critically when coming across to a mother approaching labor ward. So this was a quote from the MD student who was training in one of the three training which we did. Coming to discussion, we can say that STRIPE project made support of the delivery of high quality HIV training at pre-service and newly employed health professional at institution across sub-Saharan Africa. And we can conclude that strengthened interprofessional education made the next generation of healthy professionals enable to provide the collaborative evidence in HIV care and sustainability of the program. Thanks for listening. I acknowledge the funders and the founders of the STRIPE HIV. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Hadija and Agnes, for all that work. And next we have University of Malawi, Kamuzu School of Nursing. And the presenter is Dr. Evelyn Chilembe, a lecturer at that nursing school. Welcome.
Good afternoon to everybody. Enhancing HIV education through interprofessional training among pre-licensure and newly qualified healthcare professionals in Malawi is a project that the NH embarked in Malawi. Next. This is the presentation outline. Next. The University of Malawi, specifically Kamuzu College of Nursing, in the figure below, is one of the NEP schools. Next. It was established in 1979. And in response to the call, next. In response to the call from Afro Health, which worked in partnership with the University of California, San Francisco, the Kamuzu College of Nursing responded by embarking in the NH project, where his aim was to improve the quality of HIV service provision by graduating doctors, nurses, and allied health. Next, this was a 12-month project funded by Human Resources and Service Administration, and this was in support of PEPFAR's efforts, which was seen, and they wanted to strengthen the caliber of HIV training among healthcare professionals and allied health, because it was seen that PEPFAR's projects in Malawi had an impact on the healthcare services that HIV people were receiving. Basically, the NHITE STRIPE HIV project focused on newly qualified healthcare professionals. We wanted to facilitate the delivery of the highest quality through collaboration, team-based, and evidence-based HIV-informed care. And then we also wanted to strengthen the pre-licensure healthcare professionals in the service. We should be grounded in the realities of HIV care in workplace. Next step, we worked in partnership with other institutions, Malawi University of Science and Technology, Malawi College of Health Sciences, and the Ministry of Health. And in the Ministry of Health, we actually took the PEPFAR-funded institutions, and these are Kamuzu College, Kamuzu Central Hospital, and Machinga District Hospital. Next. We have 17 modules in the STRIPE, which were crafted by experts, and we have only dwelled on 8. The core modules, which were stipulated to be core, and they are core, and additionals, which were module 6, 10, 15, and 16. Next. We had a series of workshops. Firstly, we had to train our facilitators, and in total, we trained 21 facilitators. The numbers, as you can see from the screen. Next. That's a picture showing our launch of the NHATE project, some of the facilitators and our stakeholders from the different healthcare settings. Next. And that's a group of facilitators. Basically, we were at level 2 training, where we trained pre-licensure. And in total, we trained 254. You can see that we trained more of laboratory technicians and medical biologists, because two of the institutions we worked in partnership with, they basically train a lot of laboratory technicians. So we had 116. Next. That's the pre-licensure participants and facilitators. This was before the COVID pandemic. And the newly qualified healthcare professionals, we trained about 260, and that's the breakdown of the people. Next. Methods that we have used to evaluate the impact of our project. Our participants wrote pre-tests and post-tests, and an evaluation again was done after 2 months using Kilpatrick model, just to check how it impacted on their behaviors, on their attitudes. And of course, we also took some field notes. Next, the results. We are happy to communicate that we have seen that indeed interprofessional education is key to quality care, because there were a lot of improvements. In knowledge level scores, we had an improvement of 8.3, and the levels were noted to be higher in the newly qualified healthcare professionals. And next, they had also high levels in clinical confidence. We can actually say in all the modules, the participants had reflected to have some confidence, and the confidence levels were noted to be high in newly qualified nurses and healthcare professionals. Next. That's one of the facilitators there facilitating a session. If data, we noted 91.5% indicated the training was very variable, and 98.5% reported a positive effect on readiness to transfer knowledge to practice. All participants expressed strong support for an extended understanding of different roles and contributions to their professional role. We noted greater improvement scores again in interprofessional education on module 1, as you can see there. Next. Information in the training workshops also helped them to see clients much faster, as one participant indicated. I'm seeing patients much quicker and more efficient after this training. Majority of the participants, that's 92.3, agreed that the workshop had helped them quite a lot to achieve their personal goals. Next. A brief discussion. I would say interprofessional case-based training workshops are critical in promoting greater levels of knowledge and confidence in newly qualified people. The inclusion of interprofessional education in HIV care can strengthen capacity, and we are the witness, because the state of modern healthcare needs requires interprofessional teamwork approaches, and the NHET project is on time because we feel there's need for us now to complement the existing shrinking resources in our healthcare settings. Next. Participants' feedback reflected that IPE is a facilitator of skills acquisition. This helps them to do problem solving in the clinical settings because these people are in transitioning stage. And NHET participants indeed said the workshops were empowering to their roles. The strength of our project, participants' patronage was very excellent. Our participants were very, very motivated. The subject content, it was very enriching. It empowered them. We had management support. And the modules, wow, they were just wonderful, wonderful. Case-based learning, which also helped our facilitators to view teaching differently. Challenges. We take challenges to be opportunities. And in NHET, we felt our challenges, especially the first one, helped us to recruit more participants. As you can see, we trained almost 514 participants. We had a delay in the finance disbursement. And while waiting for the funds, we were recruiting participants, and everybody felt they wanted to participate. So despite that the funds were delayed, we had a lot of participants. The COVID pandemic again is a challenge because we started late. We started in January to our trainings, and by March, there were lockdowns, but still we managed to train a lot. Interconnectivity again impacted on the administration of pretest and posttest, and some of our participants did not have laptops. So we took time for writing pretest and posttest, but anyway, we did everything right. Innovations, we have a draft module for quality improvement, which we feel when everything else is in place, the COVID restrictions are lifted, we should be able to implement some of the projects in our hospital, as we have already done some consultations with our stakeholders, and we feel positive that they will let us do the projects. I thank you so much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Evelyn, for that presentation and for turning your challenges into opportunities. Last, we have Makerere University, and we'll have Dr. Fred Semitar, the Executive Director of the Makerere University Joint AIDS Program, make the presentation. Fred, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Els, and thank you all for being available to listen to our presentation. I know I'm the last one and I'll try to run really fast. So our project is called Education for Interprofessional HIV Service Delivery in Uganda. And here we are going to share a little experience. So I'm the PI for that project. Professor Sewan Kambo is the co-PI. My colleagues, Shadrach and and Priscilla in the meeting and have contributed enormously to the work that we have done. I may not be able to share lots of the figures of what we've done, but I'll just share some experiences of what we learned and what the people that we trained shared with us following our training. And I must say that our project is led by Makerere under the Makerere University Joint AIDS Program, but it's a collaborative effort with four other universities and the Ministry of Health. And the universities, two of them are around the city, but one of them is 225 kilometers from where we are in the east, that is Busitema University, and Kabale University is over 400 kilometers in the south, near the border with Rwanda. So just wanted to give you that highlight. And the co-authors are there. Priscilla, who is in the meeting, is the first author, and the others are there. So just a brief background. HIV continues to challenge health systems, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. And interprofessional education prepares healthcare professionals to work and communicate effectively in teams. So Makerere University delivered an interprofessional HIV training curriculum to its recently qualified health professionals and those from our collaborating universities in the different parts of Uganda, as I've described. And this happened between November 2019 and March 2020. So during that period, we trained over 650 healthcare professionals who received a two-day case-based modular HIV care training sessions at the five institutions. So up to 10 training sessions were delivered by interprofessional faculty from the individual universities and affiliated HIV clinics. So we held in-depth individual interviews with purposely sampled interprofessional participants to assess their confidence in and experience during the interprofessional discussions, HIV care competencies gained, and plans for interprofessional practice beyond the training. Just to clarify, the purposiveness was to make sure that we interviewed a member from each of the different cadres that included doctors, nurses, counselors, clinic officers, and also social workers and pharmacists who participated in our training programs. So we analyzed the interviews of the interprofessional healthcare workers as listed there. That was conducted at the five institutions during that period. So all participants reported this as the first training they received using interprofessional education approach since their preclinical years during the training, their professional training. So participants reported gains in knowledge, practical skills, and confidence in HIV care, especially for management of newly diagnosed and stable patients in the outpatient clinics. Many of our trainees were recently from medical school, from internship, and so they had not had a lot of exposure to people who were living well with the HIV. They were more used to those who were in the hospitals, and this was very helpful for them to deal with those kinds of patients. So the participants appreciated interprofessional education for allowing free interaction, mutual respect, and communication between different cadres, which made learning easier, efficient, and enjoyable. They also reported appreciation of their individual roles and contribution and those of other cadres. I couldn't include quotations for all their responses, but there is this one in red. It is what each and every health center, every ART care center should be doing. We need a pharmacist in this care to help us understand the chemistry of the drug. We need a doctor to help us understand which drug to give, which drug we should give, or we should not give this patient who is presenting like this. And we need a counselor to help us counsel the patient and identify any challenges. So this was a clinic officer from one of the sessions that we provided. So participants also appreciated the need for and the dynamics of team building, teamwork, interprofessional collaboration, and application of interprofessional education and interprofessional practice in the care of other medical conditions. Because as we know, these patients, much as they have HIV, in addition, they come with a number of comorbidities, including NCDs or non-communicable diseases, and of course, opportunistic infections, especially when they come in early or when they default on their medication. So participants also proposed to train their colleagues on interprofessional practice and interprofessional discussion of complex cases as the next step for applying interprofessional practice at their institution. So in conclusion, although new, as you can see from the results that I've shared, interprofessional HIV training was received with much enthusiasm, and its gains are quite immense. There is need to establish a critical mass of active, collaborative, interprofessional HIV care practitioners in order to address the remaining gaps in the HIV care continuum in Uganda and other places. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you very much, Fred. Your work is appreciated. Thank you all presenters. I would like now to hand over to Deborah to conduct the Q&A. Thank you, Deborah.
And thank you to all of you presenting. This has been really rich presentations, and all of you stayed exactly within 10 minutes or less. So thank you for your attention to time. I'm encouraging you to please put some questions or thoughts into the chat box. I'm not seeing any at this moment, but I'll give you maybe just a moment to reflect or add any comments. I think we've had a very diverse and also rich discussion going from some of the innovations that Botswana has taken on, some tailored modules developing that were quite tailored to sort of some of the new guidelines or issues that Botswana was facing, and providing those along with the trainings, and also now moving to how to take some of these and COVID to the mobile app. Addis Ababa, it's really impressive, and also the selection of how you selected three universities with some geographic distribution across the country really I think speaks to sort of the opportunity to move some of these methods more broadly. And KCMC, again, you've also the diverse strategy you took to sort of evaluation from focus groups to interviews, sort of collecting good feedback on different aspects of the training so that it could inform kind of future work and future actions. Each of you have done really remarkable work, and I hope that we'll have some good questions for you coming through. Malawi, want you, Evelyn, if I could come back to you, maybe you made an interesting point. You said that IPE was seen as a facilitator of skills acquisition, as well as helping with the transition to practice. I don't know if you'd like to comment on that statement as you were hearing that from your participants. Both of those are rather interesting pieces to see IPE in that way of really increasing skills as well. Well, maybe I'll pass over for a moment, and I have a question here from Dr. Razak, a question to Fred. If you would, maybe you mentioned that the ministry is involved in the STRIPE project in Uganda. Has there been any input from the ministry on the training and any plan, working with the ministry to expand to other clinics in the country? And any contact that you might have had with the PEPFAR Uganda team to kind of speak to sort of the experiences that you've had to date. So Fred, maybe over to you.
Thank you, Dr. Razak. Yeah, so the Ministry of Health, in fact, one of our lead facilitators is a program officer who is in charge of pediatric and adolescent HIV care in Uganda. She's been with us right from the beginning. But also we have other colleagues from the Ministry of Health who are actually even helping us to develop this, the online kind of modules and being able to facilitate them. With regard to whether they are going to, I think it's a process. I think when we talk to them and when we engage them, they are very excited. And we are planning to have a technical advisory committee soon where the AIDS Control Program Assistant Commissioner is a member. And we hope we can be able to push this. With regard to PEPFAR, we've had one opportunity where through another implementation science program, which integrates hypertension care in HIV, we are able to present our work. And we also shared with them about this EP-HIV program. And also we have had a committee member on the technical advisory committee. But we have not been able to engage them beyond that more actively, but hopefully there will be opportunities for us to interact. Partly it's because MJAP does not currently have a direct link with PEPFAR. We do our program through as a sub-partner of another entity. But yeah, we are always interested in reaching out to them.
Thank you, Fred. I think that engagement, that opportunity of engaging with the health authorities, ministry partners, and others is, again, a key on the sustainability side, both for people to be aware of what the outcomes and the experience of the projects have been, but also how those can be perhaps, transferred more broadly and taken up and put forward for consideration. I think it's an important piece going forward and speaks to, I think, the really good work that's being done. Maybe if I could open up a question to the group of all of you who've presented, sort of having gone through this first year of experience, both developing the cadres of trainers and now doing implementation with different pre-service and also new learners. Key takeaways, I think, things that would make a difference in terms of what we could do that would advantage us or make this better, thoughts for the future based on what we've learned to date. It would be interesting to hear from you more.
Hello, it's Evelyn. I was startled. Network interruption.
Yes. Yeah, Evelyn, are you you here as well now?
Yes, I can hear you. Was there a question for me?
I was interested just a moment ago, sort of in your comment that IPE was viewed as being a facilitator of skills acquisition. You think of knowledge and knowledge learning, but to see IPE as sort of really facilitating skills acquisition was an interesting comment. And also the perspective that you heard from feedback that this was seen as helping them into that transition into practice. So I didn't know if you wanted to add any more on those, either one of those two points. I thought they were interesting comments.
I think mostly our participants and the facilitators, they were very motivated. And I would say, I think the project has been successful because of teamwork. So that atmosphere made everybody to understand each other's role and appreciate may do, and it should be the approach to teaching healthcare professionals now.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And maybe I'll pick up just on the invitation to any of the presenters to speak, having had this experience of this first year, recommendations or suggestions that you might have back to our team at UCSF and to HRSA in terms of if there were things that would be good to try that you think we didn't perhaps have the time or the resources to do in the quick accelerated implementation of Stripe. But it would be good to hear just any thoughts that you have around how we could take this further or support you better in terms of directions of this type of training and learning.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm Hadija from Kilimanjaro.
Yes, welcome.
Thanks the steering committee for arranging this. It was good to hear experience from the others. But I wanted to comment on your issue that despite the little amount which was the fund which was provided on this 1 year, we could go through the two districts, and they were very impressive when we were teaching them and really want to make it as the practice. The Stripe knowledge to be as the practice. So if there will be a chance of having another fund, then we could expand it to other districts, because Kilimanjaro, we are having 7 districts. So as far as we know that it is a good thing, we have to struggle now finding another fund for going to other districts so that it is uniform to all the districts. Thanks.
Thank you. Arrhenius, I'm seeing you that there are some hands up, and I'm afraid I can't see them, so I'll ask you to. But please, go ahead, who is speaking?
Yes, Deborah. First of all, just to thank the UCSF team, the AfriHealth team, and of course the HRSA, which funded this. I think it has brought a new approach to the way we look at HIV service deliveries. I know that there has been a lot of work, but sometimes just getting people working together and knowing that each one has a role to play and practicing that in real time has been a very interesting experience. And we've seen some people who were initially not very good at training, and when they went through this, now they are moderating and facilitating others. But one of the experiences that we have learned, and maybe Shadrach and Priscilla might add their voices, initially we thought that we'd have maybe just people who are leaving school or people who are just interns. But over time, we realized that when you have a mix of people who are already in the field and you mix them interprofessionally with those who are just leaving school, that provides a rich ground for discussion and for learning. Because some of those who have just come from the school, maybe they can recite the guidelines, but they lack the understanding of the application of those guidelines. Mm-hmm. And the people who are already in the field have a lot of experience that they can share. And it makes it easy for the people who have just come out of school to identify and know that these things are important and practical, and also take them up. So that's something, one of the things that we've learned. And in our trainings, we try to make sure that there are some people who, much as we focus on those who have recently left school, we also try to make sure there are some people who have some experience so that they can bring out real life experiences that they have observed in their practice with the new learners or new practitioners.
Thank you, Fred. That's a really useful and I think important, valuable observation. Thank you for sharing. We do have 3 hands up here. I think Beatrice, would like to make a comment.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thanks to UCSF. Thanks to AfriHealth. And thanks to HESA and other affiliates. My comment would be STRIPE has been really great. The two-day workshops have been great. But I believe going forward, it's similar to the point which you just raised about skills acquisition. I think with a two-day workshop, even in our team, we're still talking about really evaluating the effect of the workshop at really quite, maybe practical level two, where it would just be knowledge acquisition. But I think if you want to, if we are planning to go one level up, sort of have the workshops and the training have an effect in workplace settings, we need to make sure that give the program more mileage in terms of duration. And then the participants post workshop are being supported by us. Obviously, we have trained facilitators now. So I think a lot of work could be done in terms of giving participants small projects in their workplace settings. And also now that we have trained facilitators, they can act as mentors to these participants so that they can try and effect change in their workplace settings. So I think really for me, the one step going forward is really to try and make the difference in the workplace settings. They're already equipped with the knowledge and the attitude that is needed. And now it will just be for the workplace. And I believe that if we could have more mentoring, if we could have more time and more support for our participants, that could actually be realized. And for health systems, which have been described in the presentations that have been done, you could see that some issues would be quite at the health system level. And I really believe IPE and the IPE and providing quality HIV care could really be a platform that could be explored. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's, I think, a really important point, the follow-up to the training and actually the mentoring opportunity to follow up the provider who's now in the setting and addressing the clinical questions. I think we've seen that as a real need as well. Worker Bebe, would like to offer a comment as well?
Okay. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, well, very well, thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank the USAISAF, HERSA, AfriHealth, and STRIPE for giving us this opportunity. And I have given lectures for medical students for the last almost 9 years, but my students were not comfortable in treating HIV patient before getting a minimum of 1 week to 2 weeks training. So we have learned with this project that with 2 days interprofessional training, they were able to take responsibility of managing and giving care to HIV positive individuals. So learning this cost-effective way of training our students, recommendation is if you get another fund to scale up this type of training to other medical schools, because we have several medical colleges in the country. Now we have a pool of TOT trainers, so we will scale up this training to other universities. And the other thing is we may also improve our evaluation methods. And the other, maybe we need to follow us that we have now on the way to incorporate this training on our curriculum, so that we will also disseminate this curriculum to all the universities. So I think the way forward for us, then if we are able to scale up this project to other universities, will be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It really is a credit to all of your work that this has come together and worked in such a, I think, an impressive way. Elsie, I thank you for giving us a little extra time on the questions and answers. I know we're running about 15 minutes over, so I'll turn it back to you if you would want to give us a closing comments.
Thank you very much, Deborah, for getting us through those questions and remarks. And we apologize that we've gone over time, but it has really been interesting and we didn't want to stop you. I would just like to ask Mike if he has a 1 minute comment before we close. Mike, do you want to say something?
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share my, you know, comments. In the interest of time, I'll just say it's incredibly encouraging to hear the enthusiasm for this, and particularly this notion of IPE being a catalyst, which, you know, I think it resonates with our experience at UCSF, and I hope that IPE can continue to motivate for improvements in the quality of HIV education and thus service delivery. Great to hear from colleagues across Africa who have done such amazing work. Thanks, Elsie. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you very much. I would like, on behalf of AfriHealth, to thank all the presenters and all the schools represented here. Thank you very much for those great presentations. I would also like to thank all of you who have attended. Thank you so much for the support. AfriHealth appreciates everyone. And for AfriHealth, and I'm sure for UCSF, this has really been a great opportunity of North-South collaboration, building on the NEPI efforts, as well as the South-to-South collaboration. We are hearing of what is happening within Africa, and that's really important. This sharing is really important for AfriHealth. So I would like to thank everybody who has been at this webinar, and to say that we'll have another webinar. We have more presentations. The presentations were really interesting, and the work that has been done in such a short time is amazing. So thank you very much, and have a nice day or evening wherever you are, and we hope that you'll join us again for another webinar to hear from other universities. Thank you very much, Deborah, for moderating with me. Have a nice day.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone. And I forgot the secretariat.
Thank you. Thank you
Thank you for your support.